a room, gone to a meeting, and there's been somebody there that you hadn't expected to see. And if it's somebody that you don't know very well, you probably think, I wonder what they're doing here. You might be suspicious. But if it's somebody who you're pleased to see, but you didn't expect to see them there, you probably go up to them and go, hey, what are you doing here? When Pam and Gary first came to a meeting of our church, I got it so wrong. I knew Pam and Gary, and the church was meeting at the time in St. Peter's Church Hall in Ravenshead. And Pam and Gary came in, and they remember this very clearly. It probably made a lasting and harmful impression upon them. But apparently, I said to them, oh, what are you doing here? Did somebody invite you? Now, that's not the way to welcome people at a church meeting. But these days, hopefully we're better at it. Hopefully, because we welcome lots of people into our church meetings, we don't do it like that. But Pam and Gary's reaction was, why? Do we need inviting? And I'm there going, no. Of course you don't need inviting. But it was just, I was just surprised to see them that I said it all wrong. But the question for this morning, perhaps, is, what are you doing here? Now, it could be, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? What are you doing here? And you can take it how you like. But let's start with us here this morning. I'm not actually expecting lots of answers to my questions, you'll be pleased to know. If you've got a good one, you can shout it out. If you think it'll put me off, then please don't bother. But it is an interesting question. What are we doing here this morning? Now, we have come for various reasons. Most of us have come because we want to praise God. We think that's a good reason to come. And most of us actually wouldn't be here if we didn't want to praise God. Most of us come because we like being with other people who are here already. So most of us come for that sort of reason. Some of us come because we really need some help. We're looking to God for some answers. We want someone to pray with us. We've got a real need that we want some help with. And that's another very good reason for coming. Some of us come because it's a habit that we've got into. That's not a bad thing. There are some very good habits to get into. Coming here on Sunday morning, I believe, is a very good habit. So you don't have to think, when you get up on a Sunday morning, now then, what shall I do this morning? Let me think. What would be a good thing to do this morning? What do I feel like doing this morning? Because some habits are really good. So there's probably various reasons why you've come this morning and any other mornings. Some people like to analyse things and sort of really think about it, about why am I doing this? Why am I in this situation? You know, there's some questions that we ask from time to time. I'm not very analytical, so I just do things because I think they're a good thing to do, and I've got into a habit of doing them, and it all seems to be okay. I take it that when I said to God, I only want to do the things you want me to do, would you steer me in a good direction throughout my life, that he's going to helpfully point me into good directions, which means I don't need to think every time, is this a good thing to do, is this what God wants me to do? Because most of the time, if we're walking with God, he's going to just help us go in a good direction. It's not always good to just do the things that feel good. Obviously, you get into all sorts of trouble by just doing the things that you feel like doing. But often God just helps us along the way and nudges us in good directions. So, to make the question a bit bigger, why are you here on this planet? That's a bit of a big question. Probably I'm not at all qualified to answer that one, but I suppose there are various answers. Something like God actually likes creating people, and so he thought it was a good idea to create me. And perhaps that's a good start. But there may be things about me being on this planet that God has in mind, a few things that he wants me doing while I'm here. And I guess we're all in the process of discovering why it is that we're here on this planet. Often the things that make us tick, the things that make us feel fulfilled, the things that we enjoy doing, answer the question why we're here on this planet, because there are some things that God obviously wants us to do, and he equips us to do them. So that's really good news. And God helps us discover some of these things. I'm thinking about Neil and Lou. They obviously discovered they were here on this planet, not just to be Ashford Church's brilliant youth workers, but to discover how they could better serve God by going to Albania and help train other youth workers. And so that's just one of the reasons why they're here on this planet. I guess one of the reasons why I'm here on this planet is because God wanted some things doing in our community at Ravenshead, and he thought I would be okay to do them. And he nudges along in directions so that we don't totally get it wrong, I guess. So when somebody knocked on our door, rang the doorbell, and wanted to talk about what was happening for older people in the village, and there wasn't very much happening at that time, she said, would I do something? And that seemed like God saying, here's something you could do, make yourself useful while you're on the planet, and so why don't you come on today to Good Neighbour Scheme for the older folks in Rachel. So I guess that's one of the reasons why I'm on this planet. I suppose it's helpful sometimes to think, what are the reasons I'm here? What are the things God wants me to do while I'm here? I think some of the reasons I'm here are to help Graham. I think God thought, need some help, find somebody who could give him a hand. So one of the reasons I think I'm here is to give Graham a hand and to support my family, to play my part in Ashford Church and in the other churches that Graham goes to, have a little part to play there perhaps, and serving my community. Just some of the reasons why I think I'm here. These are some of the ways that I choose to serve God. You could say, I suppose, that some of these things are really my mission. They're the things that God's given me to do. I think a mission is probably an opportunity to make an effective contribution that's going to bring some change. So I think that you could say those things that I've just talked about for me are my mission. And you might like to stick your name in and think of some of the things that you spend your time and energy on and think, those will be some of the things that God's given me to do. Those are some of my missions. We just hold those things for a minute and then think a slightly different thought. Me and Graham were involved in a mission-shaped ministry course. And one of the aims of the course is to help churches to discover good ways of being effective, to look at what would be appropriate, how we might do something differently to be more effective. And one of the topics for these sessions is one that Graham was asked to do, and it was called The Mission of God. And you think, has God got a mission then? Has he got a mission statement? Is it something that he's trying to achieve? What is it, from God's point of view, that he is trying to achieve? What is his mission? Now, I guess that you could come up with what you think God's mission is to achieve on the earth. I think God's mission is to see his kingdom come and to see everyone come to know him and be reconciled to him. That seems quite a reasonable definition of what God is wanting to achieve. Just to do a little recap on what we've been doing here over the last number of months, there are, God has five purposes for our lives. Our five purposes: to love him, to be part of his family, to become like him, to serve him, and to tell others about him. Those are the five purposes that God has for us. And we've looked at the first four over the last few months. And we're now at the point, which I think is a very crucial point for Ashford Church at this stage, really, because I think that God has bigger plans for us than we are yet achieving. I think there are things he wants us to do and be that we can't do at the moment because we're not of such a size, not of such a, well, I don't know, enthusiasm perhaps, to see more happen than is already happening. And I think it's quite important that we do look at what it is that God wants to achieve, what is his mission in the world for us individually, but also together. Because God calls us to join him in the work that he has to do. It's not that he's got a mission and he's sitting up there in heaven arranging this mission to be accomplished, because we all know, don't we, that he's opted to use people and churches like ours to effect the things that he wants to see happen in the world. So God's called us to join him in his work in the world, and that's our assignment, our mission. And God's mission is to see his kingdom come and to see everyone come to know him and be reconciled to him. So we need to see how we can effectively get in on the mission that God has for us. I'm told the English word mission comes from the Latin word for sending. So we're sent into the world as representatives of Jesus. Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." So our mission involves us actually going and doing something. Jesus totally understood his mission on earth. When he was 12, in the temple, he declared that he was about his Father's business. And when he said 21 years later, "It is finished," he knew he completed the mission that God had given him to do. But that wasn't the end of God's vision, because God's plan was that what Jesus had begun, the church would continue and see the mission completed. And so God's vision has become the church's mission. Christ changed us from enemies into his friends and gave us the task of making others his friends also. What Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5. This week, I heard J. John speak to a group of church leaders. He was excellent, very amusing, but very convincing. And you couldn't help but listen to him and think, there's probably something needs changing in order to line up with the things he's saying. J. John says, the church has just three purposes. Worship, which is our response to God and our communication with God. That is one of the purposes of the church. That's one of the reasons that we came this morning. That's one of the reasons that we live, is to worship God and to enjoy him forever. The second reason that the church exists is for the purpose of our own well-being. We start with W, you see, so we've had worship. This is well-being. Well-being means that God wants to affect our lives, to help us, to forgive us, to line us up with what God has for us to do, to be a part of his family. For us, it's for our benefit. And one of the reasons we're here is because we have discovered that there is a benefit to us in responding to God and being part of his family and we benefit from fellowship with each other and from speaking with God directly, either here or elsewhere, but it's for our benefit. And the third reason, two, worship, well-being, the third reason with BMW is witness. And it is clear that it's very easy to get ourselves involved with the worship and the well-being without really recognising that the mission we have is to do with us being witnesses. The song that we just sang, I once was lost, now I'm alive in you. And that just shows the way that we can worship God by thanking him for what he's done for us. The well-being that we now have because we used to be lost and now we're not. But we seem, I seem to not be good at making the connection between the fact that God has done these amazing things for me and he also wants to do them for everybody else. And it's part of my responsibility that the good news that I've received, the changes that he's made in my life, it's part of my responsibility to draw others into that, to let them know what's on offer. But somehow, we don't always seem to easily make that connection and to regard witness as being one of the things that we're called to do. It's what God wants for his church and for us as individuals. And it's so easy to get tied up with the worship and the well-being and yet not to connect those with the fact that we need to be witnesses. It's a major part of the church's mission. Over the last few months, the leadership team has been looking at the ways that we engage in mission as Ashford Church. And there are many ways that we can do this personally and as little groups of people. We have four, what we call expressions of Ashford Church, which are important ways which enable some of us, a group of us, to reach out to different areas, different communities of people, different people groups. The Cafe Mosaic, Sunday nights, or that Saturday night when we had some sawing in half of someone, and various other tricks that how you saw somebody in half evangelistically. Well, I suppose, anyway. That was an excellent evening, lots of people really positive and would come again to things, which is one of the things that we're trying to achieve. But the Cafe Mosaic, being somewhere where you can bring your friends, where they can just enjoy the fellowship, the little bit of content that we have to offer, but it might be a good way of them being introduced into church and to all that God has for them. The hope expression on a Saturday evening, which attracts people who aren't always able to come on a Sunday morning, but find that a Saturday night opportunity really works for them. Afternoon tea in Rainshead for our older friends there, a really good way of connecting them and with the gospel and with church and the soul for the young folks. All ways in which we look to see how effectively we can be used in mission and in witness. And some of these things take a time to actually get established and to achieve what they're wanting to achieve. And I think all of us would, all those expressions would say we've not made it yet. There are things that we are hoping for that as yet haven't happened. But we're on a journey, we're in a process. And we just need to keep checking, are we being effective in this? And are there ways in which we ought to be more effective in reaching out to other people? There are a number of reasons why it's really important, what this mission that we have. This is God's mission, which the church has to it's now the church's vision. God's vision is now the church's vision, and the church is made up of individuals. So all of us need to take on board the things that that we need to move forward on in order to be more effective. Several reasons why our mission is so important. The first one is that it is actually is a continuation of Jesus' mission on earth. I think I said that when Jesus died and he had finished what God had given him to do, it was the church that picked up, should pick up, the church as the body of Christ picks up the work that, that Jesus began. And the Great Commission, of course, in Matthew's Gospel says, go to people of all nations and make them my disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to do everything I have told you. It is scary, isn't it? It is our responsibility to tell people who don't know about Jesus. Now, Jesus sometimes speaks to people all out of the blue, in dreams. He uses the Bible, he uses books, he uses things people see on telly, just things that people think, things that they that happen to them throughout their lives. But basically, it's our responsibility to make sure that people who don't know about Jesus discover him. And I'm not very good at that. Some of us are much better at speaking to our friends and neighbours about the things that are really important. And we all know that some people have got that particular gift. That's what God wants them to major on. He wants them to be the people who very easily and readily talk to their friends and neighbours about their faith. But it's something that we all need to move forward on. We've been praying for boldness. I think I'm a little bolder on a good day from time to time. But I think there's a bit more to go, isn't there? Well, I'll talk to myself. Hello. There's further for me to go, and you might agree that there is further that we need to go. We do need God's help to help us with this, I know. Another reason why our mission is important is that it is actually a wonderful privilege. In 2 Corinthians, God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into his favour and be reconciled to him. It's a real privilege to be working with God and representing him. It isn't something that, it just is something that we should take seriously, that God actually has said to us, this is something he wants us to do, he wants us to partner with him. And we sometimes forget, I think, that everyone needs Jesus and needs someone to introduce them to him. And some people look as though they're managing quite nicely without having a faith and without Jesus in their lives. But the truth is that whatever anybody looks like, they do all need Jesus. I think the longer you've been Christian, the harder it is for us to remember that there was a point in time when we needed Jesus in a real life-changing way. And everybody who doesn't know Jesus, they need that life-changing experience as well. And the problem is certainly got to be, well, it's got to be me, hasn't it? Because it's not God's problem, because he knows what he wants to achieve, and he knows how he wants to achieve it. But sometimes I think we just don't seem to have quite got there, do we? A third reason why our mission is important is that it has eternal significance. It's a continuation of Jesus' mission on earth. It's a wonderful privilege, and it has eternal significance. There actually isn't anything else that we ever do in terms of what we achieve, success or a job that will in the end be as important as bringing other people to know Jesus. We can try very hard on all sorts of things that are really good things to do, really great goals to have, both personal goals and for other people, for our communities, whatever. But there's nothing that's going to be as important, that's going to last as long as discovering who Jesus is. Jeff Lucas, in last week's daily Bible reading notes, was talking about the importance of discipline in our lives in connection with us being holy. And he commended Michael Phelps, who took 8 gold medals at the Beijing Olympics. He says he trained, he swam 50 miles a week in training, 2 practice sessions a week every 8 day of the year, 4 hours in the pool, 1 on dry land. But this was all for a temporary reward. And one day, his impressive row of medals will actually mean nothing. But yet we can affect other people's lives for eternity. Quite a thought. The fourth thing, the fourth reason why our mission is important is that it gives our life meaning. I think we all need a reason for doing things, a reason for being here. And only God's kingdom lasts forever. That's the only thing. The results of our lives, of worship, fellowship, holiness, serving, and fulfilling our mission are the only things that last forever. And we have the possibility of reaching someone with God's love that's going to affect them for eternity. Paul says in Acts 20, my life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about God's wonderful kindness and love. And the last reason why our mission is important is that God's timetable for history's conclusion is connected to the completion of our mission. There is, Jesus said it wasn't our business to know when he'll return, but he also said the good news about God's kingdom will be preached in all the world to every nation. Then the end will come. So Jesus has decided to delay his return because he wants everyone to have the opportunity to hear the good news. And he's waiting for his mission, which is our mission, to be completed before he returns. I think, and I'm sure, I haven't got my mind round that at all. That Jesus will come again one day, but until then, our mission needs to be completed. This is all very challenging. It isn't something that we can add on to what we already do. We can't sort of add on the importance of reaching our friends for Jesus. It's got to be the central thing in our lives, the thing that makes us tick, the thing that we're watching out for, things that we're hoping we'll have opportunities to make a difference to people's lives. Because this is what God created us for. He created us to worship him for our well-being, but also so that we would be his witnesses. And although we're not all going to be the Billy Grahams of this world, I don't think there's a let-out clause for any of us as far as being part of this mission is concerned. And I think that's a real challenge. It's a real challenge to me, because church can be such a great place to worship and to discover our well-being. That seems like it's the easy bit, and that's the nice bit. So that presumably is why a lot of churches get really good at those two things. But I think most churches, if they're honest, would say they struggle with being as effective as they know they ought to be. And I think it's something that we need to consider and to let God challenge us on, both together as a church community, but also as individuals, is that how can we be more effective? I just think it's very challenging that this is so important, but yet we seem not to be able to feel we're doing well in that area. Do you know what I mean? Are you with me? I just feel it is important, and yet it seems, because it seems difficult, because it feels difficult, and it's not to me as it's my problem, isn't it? It's not God's problem. He's got it all planned out. It's not that he made a mistake when he decided that the church was the vehicle that he was going to reach the world through. And it's not that he made a mistake when he put me in the church, you in the church. So that's not the problem, is it? So somewhere along the line, there's just a little bit of something else that needs to happen in order for us to feel that we're being effective in that area. And so I just feel that that's a challenge for us individually. It's a challenge for us as a church to just get, I know balance isn't always a brilliant thing, is it? To get some balance between the worship, the well-being and the witness, so that we can encourage one another into these things. And actually, I'm really looking forward to the sequel to this morning, because Vivian's doing it next week, and I know Vivian's going to encourage us in how we do some of these things, and I'm really looking forward to that, because I think we need help from one another. We need help from some of the folks who are good at it, who have gone further down the track than we have, who have discovered that actually it isn't as hard as perhaps I think it is to be involved in communicating with the people that we know. And so I think that's about what I want to say. You see, it seems to me that God has decided that the church is the way he wants to reach his world. We are the people in the church, and that we actually are made for a mission, which is actually the title that I was given for this morning.